Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
To a special episode of Off the Mark. I am Andrew, he is Aaron, and we're joined by two special guests. We have the Doug Hahn and Travis Peterson on this special about WrestleMania 29. Let's get right into the matches. So Brodus Clay and Tensai versus Rhodes Scholars. Aaron, who do you think is going to win this one?
Brodus Clay and Tensai.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, Doug, what do you think?
Fan favorite match, Brodus Clay and Tensai.
All right, Travis?
I think nobody wins. Brodus Clay and Tensai they're a seasonal tag team.
Yes, but I think that I think Rhodes Scholars will actually take this one away.
Oh, why do you think that, Andy?
I just have a feeling. I think Rhodes Scholars are going to win, and then they're going to sell more shirts because of it at WrestleMania 29. Because this will probably be the curtain jerker.
So that's it actually might even be a pre-show.
Oh, no, it's not going to be a pre-show, because there's only going to be one pre-show, and that's going to be Miz versus Wade Barrett. And Travis, who do you think is going to win this one?
Well, if Maven's a special guest referee, I'm going to go ahead and go with The Miz.
And what do you think The Miz is going to win?
Wade Barrett's boring. I don't know. I just don't think he holds that Intercontinental title as good as Miz does.
You didn't like Dead Man Down?
No, my VHS is broke, so I'm still.
All right, Aaron, who do you think is going to win this one?
You know, I think Miz is also going to win. It wouldn't surprise me the way Bear did, but at the same time, it's one of those matches that I don't really care that much about.
All right, Doug, who do you think is going to win this?
A lot of buildup, so I'm going to go with the Miz.
All right, so that's why, just a lot of buildup?
He's been getting a lot of support with him getting the figure four from Ric Flair. Ever since Royal Rumble, they've been pushing him as the fan favorite. I think this is another one of those matches where they just give it to the fans and let Miz win.
All right, I'm actually going to go with Wade Barrett on this one.
Ooh.
Yep, Wade Barrett.
The contrarian. Why Wade, Andy?
I just have a feeling that the Miz is just going to be shot up to be shot down. That's why I think it's going to happen. And plus, I think the Miz should be the U.S. title holder. But, you know, it's not like that's getting defended on, you know, WrestleMania.
Well, of course not.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would it?
So let's move on to Fandango versus Chris Jericho. So, Doug, who do you think is going to win this?
This is going to be my upset special. I'm going to go with Fandango.
All right. Travis?
Well, I'm not going to answer until Doug says his name the right way.
Fandango.
I am going to go ahead and go with Jericho because, you know, Fandango is an expendable character, in my opinion.
Yep. I think Johnny Curtis is going to actually win this one, so I'm going to say Fandango. Aaron, who's going to win it?
You know, this is the one I've struggled with the most. I think that Jericho most likely will win it. But if we're picking, which we are, I'm actually going with Fandango because you have to have him win his opening match. It would be really stupid to debut a character and not have him win. But WWE has done really stupid things.
I can see a disqualification.
Yeah, that's a good point.
To lead on to, you know, to build into a, you know, a longer storyline, because obviously Jericho can, you know, the fans won't get, you know, they won't be bored out of their minds if Jericho's involved.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what about, this is going to be the, if you need to get a break, the Ryback versus Mark Henry. Who do you think is going to win this one, Aaron?
I got Ryback. And I think that the only reason why is they want to give him a WrestleMania moment. He'll pick up Mark Henry, you know, do his move to him, and then that'll be all she wrote.
All right. So, Doug, what do you think?
Double DQ, no winner.
Wow, I couldn't believe someone else picked that. That's actually what I was thinking too. I think it's gonna be double DQ. That was the one thing that I didn't think anyone would pick, but all right, Doug and I are thinking on the same page here. So, Travis, who do you got?
A double DQ, is that like a is that like a peanut butter blizzard? No, I'm going to go ahead and go with Ryback because I just out of my own personal reference, I can't stand big and slow when it comes to wrestling. It's boring. Their moves are limited. Yeah, they got brute strength, but you know, it's you know, when it comes to pay per view like WrestleMania, you got to be able to give out the 20-minute matches. So yeah. I'm going to go with Ryback.
Lesnar match.
What's that, Doug?
It's another Goldberg Lesnar match.
No one cares.
Yeah. And there's going to be like maybe three wrestling moves.
Maybe a body slam, a lot of Irish whips and clotheslines, you know. It'll be a boring, boring match.
Yelling at each other.
A lot of grunts, you know, maybe a leapfrog. Who knows?
Oh, they got the flex. There's going to be a pose down for flexing.
You know. But we do know that there's going to be an overabundance of butt sweat.
Yes, lots of swamp down there, definitely. So let's move on to Team Hell No and Big E versus Dolph Ziggler. So, Travis, who do you think is going to win this one?
I'm going to go ahead and go with Big E and Dolph. I really think, you know, I don't know, I just see like they're making Dolph look weak, you know, fighting alone. And I think they have a better angle with them as a tag team. You know, obviously they, you know, they play great as heels.
All right, Aaron, what do you think?
I agree. I think that Team Hell No has kind of run their course. I think this is a really good opportunity to have them break up because that way you can have a really good dynamic there with Daniel Bryan and Kane. And then you can have Big E and Dolph move on to possibly another face tag team. Although off the top of my head, I can't even think of a face tag team right now.
But what, are you surprised they didn't have a stipulation in this match where if one of these teams loses, they break up?
Yeah, you don't have to have that, though.
All right. So, Doug, what do you think?
I'm going with Team Hell No.
Ooh, nice. I'm actually going to say Team Hell No as well.
Oh, I want to hear from Doug, though. I'm curious. Why do you think Team Hell No?
I'm just looking at it and watching it in the past. I'm thinking this is going to be actually a breakup between Big E and Dolph. I think they've run their course with Dolph and Big E and AJ. This is the match that Dolph takes his case and goes his own way away from Big E, and then you have them feud even.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I kind of feel the opposite. I feel like they're just now finally starting to, you know, bring Big E into the, you know, into the spotlight rather than just being the big-breasted muscle. Very oily big-breasted muscle.
Yeah. He is very. Now, here's the weird part. WWE has NXT, which is their developmental program, and he's actually their champion, and that's never been brought up on WWE TV, which I find kind of weird, but whatever. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens this match. But I think it'll be a good one, though. Big E is really boring in the ring, but we'll see. So let's move on to The Shield and Sheamus, Orton, and Big Show. So, Doug, who's going to win this?
I'm going with The Shield.
The Shield, okay. Why do you think The Shield's going to do it?
I think this is where you're going to see Orton turn heel and turns his back on Big Show and Sheamus.
Okay. So, Aaron, what do you think about this match? Who's going to win it?
I agree wholeheartedly with Doug. Although, I wouldn't even be surprised if we saw maybe even a bigger swerve and maybe Big Show and Orton both turn on Sheamus. That would, I think, would be kind of funny. But I, who knows? Big Show has turned face and heel like 20 times this year. So, what's 21?
That is true. So, Travis, what's going to happen this match?
Nobody wins.
And nobody
again.
Wins.
No, I got The Shield and exactly what Doug said, but I don't know. Except I don't know who is going to be the one that turns heel. I feel like that could be a toss up. Obviously, you know, Orton and Big Show have other streaks, and Sheamus is just, you know, he's immigrant status, so you can like him either way.
You know, I'm gonna say The Shield definitely wins this. I just, there's no other way. You have to have The Shield win.
I'm just curious, though, with The Shield, you know, they get the win, you know, who do they step in on next? Because obviously that's their whole promo is that, you know, they're indestructible and they obviously wipe out everyone and interrupt all the matches, you know.
Maybe they'll come out for the Ryback Henry match, so then the crowd gives them a big pop. Because
I can see a Mark Henry with the Shield.
Actually, I'm going to say something about this match. Orton may turn, but I'm going to say that we're going to see an appearance of a guy named Corey Graves. No one knows about him much, but he's in NXT. His gimmick is Stay Down. I think he's going to join the Shield, and I think the Shield will be a four-person team from now on.
That's I think you need it.
Yeah, I think a fourth person, I think that's where you stop it. I don't think you need any more than four.
So. You need to bring back the Apocalypse. The Disciple.
Oh, gosh.
His name was the Disciple, right? Hogan's right-hand man?
Yep.
Oh,
sorry, there's was the Apocalypse. The Stone Cold Stunner. My fault.
Yes. Yeah. Beefcake. Bruce the Barber Beefcake. Oh, man. So let's move on to Del Rio versus Swagger. Doug, what do you think about this match?
What do I think about it? I think it's a shame to have these. I mean, I like what they've been doing with Del Rio, but to have Swagger in a WrestleMania quote-unquote main event for a big title, it just doesn't seem big title. It almost seems like it's on the level of an Intercontinental title match.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I would agree with you on that one, Doug. So, Travis, what do you think about it?
I don't like Del Rio holding the championship belt. I think he's intercontinental, like Doug said. I think he's intercontinental leverage, but anything higher than that, I just don't. You know, yeah, he wins the crowd over with his, you know, with normal his chance and everything. But
so, are you picking Swagger?
You know, I'm gonna go with Jack Swagger.
And Doug, who are you going with?
I'm going with Del Rio.
I am also going with Del Rio. I think that Del Rio is going to win. Obviously, the speculation is that Ziggler will come out in cash right afterwards. I don't know, but I think that Ziggler gets this one, or that Del Rio gets this one.
And I'm going to also say Del Rio wins, but I'm going to say that Dolph cashes in as well because I feel that Del Rio will win, and then I think that Swagger will beat the crap out of him, and then all of a sudden you're going to see Dolph cash it in. And that's because they lost the tag match, so let him become champion at WrestleMania.
Wild card prediction is going to be that, yes, I also agree that Dolph should be cashing in his Money in the Bank, but then Big E's going to cost him the title, and Del Rio retains.
Now, that would be a bigger swerve.
You're yes, right. It would.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Again, that's also going with my Ziggler versus Big E prediction earlier, where they're both going to start, you know, facing off and feuding from now on.
Okay. All right. So let's move on to Punk versus Taker. I called it a while ago. I'm going to say CM Punk wins this match. Aaron, wow. Who's going to win it?
I think that the rest of us, the normal people, we're all picking Taker, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Andy, why is Punk going to win? I have to
Punk
ask you.
Punk is going
to
win. Here's why Punk's going to win.
Because he's a true juggalo.
I hate you guys. Okay. I feel that he'll win. I just have a weird feeling that somehow they're going to give us a big swerve and CM Punk will win. But I think it's going to be a weird win. I think he's going to, I don't know, somehow it's going to be like a DQ. It's not going to be a clean win, though. That's what I think. But, oh, well. So, do you have anything? You guys want to talk about this match anymore? Or everyone just agrees that Taker's going to win?
No. Punk's not going to win. He's injured. He's going to, you know. Taker's going to win, continue his streak, Paul Bearer, everyone, you know, same story. Punk's going to go on his long-needed rehabilitation session. So
now, here's my thing. I think Taker would win if it was a Buried Alive match. If they somehow put that in, I think then Taker would win. But I think there's no gimmicks in this match. I just think Punk's going to win.
Here's the problem is that we have better ideas than the actual writers themselves.
I could book WrestleMania so good that they would have sold out, I'd say, 3 months ago. But, you know, whatever. But anyways, let's move on to Triple H versus Brock Lesnar, number two. Doug, who's going to win this?
Lesnar.
Why do you think Lesnar's going to win?
I think this is going to be Triple H doing a little send-off. HBK retired off of on a WrestleMania match. Ric Flair retired on a WrestleMania match. This is Triple H's I'm retiring on wrestling. He's going to get, you know, be done with wrestling and just be in the background and making the decisions in the background.
All right, so Travis, what do you think about what Doug's saying?
I mean, I agree that Triple H is, you know, after this match, he's going to be, you know, probably front office only. But I, you know, especially with the respect that goes in the locker room itself, I see Triple H winning this because I just can't see him retiring to Brock Lesnar, who really doesn't have the respect for the company like, you know, previous superstars. Such as HBK, you know, and Ric Flair.
Where they're actually wrestling because they love to do it. They're not doing it because they need a big paycheck.
And I agree with Travis on that one, because I think had it been like Sheamus, for example, who Triple H is friends with, I think Triple H would retire to Sheamus. I think against Lesnar, I think it's at least for me, it's hard to fathom that he would say, okay, you know what? Lesnar's going to retire me, not HBK will, or Taker will, or Rock is going to retire me. It's Lesnar. And don't get me wrong, Lesnar's a big guy, and look, I would retire to Lesnar in a heartbeat. But I don't know. I think Triple H has an ego, you know? But he might swerve us all, and Doug's going to, you know, on Sunday night, he's going to be like, guys, I told you so.
And I'm going to call my friend Kurt Angle, and we're going to have another good match again.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm actually going to say it also. I think Lesnar's going to win.
Ooh.
Yep.
Explain yourself.
It's easy. Triple H has been doing some weird stuff lately, especially down with developmental. I wouldn't be surprised if he did this. He gets out of the spotlight. He can sit down and do his operations duties. And Lesnar becomes a bigger star, I think, because of this. I think for business, it'd be great. But if Triple H wins, he still has that ego. And it needs to get shot down really fast.
Yeah, but, you know, you polish Brock Lesnar to a bigger star. What are you going to do with him? Because he'll just step out, you know. Well, oh, was WrestleMania over? What do you got next? Backlash? All right, well, we'll see you later.
Well, that's exactly what I was kind of agreeing with Lesnar winning, is the fact that if he loses, what do you do with him? I mean, you have him on contract for another – I think they have him for another year and a half.
That's correct. So what do you do with him? Exactly. And, yes, he has a limited amount of dates, but – you can have him wrestle SummerSlam, then not come back to Royal Rumble as well. You don't have to have him on every Raw. But
just with the impact that he has. I mean, I love watching him. You know, he's a great character. I'd like to see him every Monday because, you know, especially Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman puts on a show.
Oh yes,
and you can turn. You know, he turns water into wine.
So let's move on to the Divas matchup. No one cares. All right. So let's go on to, and by the way, the Divas match, I'm just going to say Caitlyn retains. Roxanna 2.
If they even have one.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, so Roxanna number 2, twice in a lifetime, is happening. And Travis, who's going to win this?
I figured you guys would just wake me up when the match is over and tell me who won.
We could probably.
But I'm going to go ahead and go with Cena because The Rock's the Hollywood superstar, and he's got bigger fish to fry and checks to cash.
Exactly. Doug, who do you think is going to win this?
John Cena is going to win it. They've been building it up, and that's the only thing I find is a shame to this WrestleMania is you've seen this coming for a long time, especially when you won the Royal Rumble. You just kind of put your head down and it's like, all right, well, what should they really have as the main event of WrestleMania now?
All right. Aaron, what do you think about this match?
Look, let's face it. Doug is 100% spot on. And that's been my biggest complaint about WrestleMania is that I feel that this is so predictable. I'm glad that we have disagreements on some of the other matches. But this one, I think we're all in agreement. And the main event's going to happen. And it's going to be like, okay, well, how is he going to win? And that's all we're going to be thinking.
I feel like, you know, obviously Cena's not, you know, he has half the crowd and the other half could care less. And they're just sick of his character. I think he needs to turn heel, in my opinion.
That would be awesome.
If he turns heel, if at this match he turns heel, it saves it 100%. Cena's character will be interesting, and I'll probably like him a lot more as a heel.
How about Cena stepping in with the Shield?
That's something I've thought about too. I would love that.
Because, you know, obviously everyone's trying to get the champion, and, you know, now we got, you know, now Cena with the, you know, with the title belt, and no one can get to him because of the Shield.
Okay, if there's a ref bump, Shield comes out and they beat the crap out of Rock. Cena comes in, gives the what is it called now? I keep forgetting. What's his finishing move? I want to say it's the FU, but what is it? The attitude adjustment.
The attitude adjustment.
Thank you. The attitude adjustment. He gives the attitude adjustment. Shield's outside 1, 2, 3, and I think the Shield comes in and celebrates with them. So Cena wins.
Again, how did Vince Russo get a job? I'm trying to figure this. I'm still trying to decipher this.
How Vince Russo gets a job? Well, he doesn't
We're
work.
We're killing it. We could have saved WCW.
Yeah, well, yeah, we could have saved WCW multiple ways. No guaranteed contracts, and you'd have no creative control. That's how you save WCW.
Wait, I've got it. We need David Arquette.
Champion. Champion.
More David Arquette. Sir, we're losing thousands by the hour.
Yep. DDP laughs about the fact Arquette wins, and he was legitimately laughing at it. Yes. That's how you save WCW. But yeah, so WrestleMania, I think it's going to be a decent show. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. What do you think, Aaron?
Andy, before we go to our thoughts, do you want to thank our sponsor?
Yeah, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster? Are you just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And make sure you use a special coupon code WrestleMania, and you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite at web hosting costs. So, Doug, what are your expectations for this year's WrestleMania?
I think it'll be entertaining. You know, as much as I'm not looking forward to the Rock Cena match, I think it'll at least be a decent match with hopefully it has a surprise twist ending, although I think we all see that it will be John Cena winning. But I think the rest of it will be entertaining. I am looking forward to the CM Punk Undertaker match. CM Punk even said that he's not trying to make this like the first HBK Undertaker match, which was unbelievable. So I'm kind of curious how he's going to approach this match.
All right. So, Travis, what do you think about this?
I think the more unpredictable the match's outcome turn out to be, the better it's going to be. And that's all I can hope for.
All right. So, Aaron, what do you think is going to happen?
I definitely agree with Travis and Doug. I think that they're right on with that. I think the if you have, you know, Cena win and turn heel, even though I'm predicting that, it would be different than what is expected to happen, and that makes it more entertaining. And if you do that with some of the other matches, you know, that makes them better. And I really want a very entertaining show. I hope that it's not a letdown like it was a couple years ago. I want to enjoy. I want this to be, you know, a $60, $70 experience worth it. When we record on Sunday, I want to be able to say, you know what? Yeah, that was worth $60.
Do you think the biggest swerve would be if there's no swerves? All matches are clean, down the middle, bam, no ref bumps. Would that be a bigger swerve, Aaron?
No.
You don't think so? I think it would be. I think if they had nothing happen, like nothing major happen, I think it would be a bigger swerve. My problem is that we don't have Kofi Kingston, Antonio Cesaro, and Sin Cara on this pay-per-view. That's my problem right now. Three guys.
Antonio Cesaro needs needs to be utilized properly.
And he's not, and he's the U.S. champion. So you're a U.S. champion, and as of right now, the Divas champion aren't even on the show. That's messed up.
Cesaro's even been losing on Monday night, though.
I know. Yeah.
They're digging themselves a hole. They've got, you know, they've got some great talent, and they're just not utilizing it.
I think they should have used this as a WrestleMania, the chance to unite the U.S. title and the Intercontinental title, and just make it one title, just, you know, the B title.
Yeah,
yeah.
They got to. I mean, that's just it. That, you know, the Intercontinental has lost. You know, I remember how it used to be big. You know.
Mm-hmm. You're the IC and champion.
It just seems like it's, yeah, there's that title. You know, I found it in the back of the garage, you know, next to the old stack of Playboys.
Bring back 24/7 hardcore. Woo!
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome. But it's the WWE, so you never know what's going to happen.
A moment of silence for Crash Holly.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's special. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I want to thank A6 Productions for hosting and the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download the show. And for Doug, Travis, and Aaron, I am the Drew. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.